This is Paul Kennedy on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Good morning to you. Introducing you now to Georgie Purcell, who wrote a very strong story in The Guardian yesterday. She's the Chief of Staff to Andy Medic, the Member of Parliament from the Animal Justice Party. And Georgie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on, Paul.
Now, tell people who haven't read your story why you decided to write about your apprehension of going into politics, and perhaps apprehension is understating it.
Yeah, sure. So I think the current climate with what's going on with, you know, the treatment of women made me reflect on something that's holding a lot of women back, and that's the barriers to get into Parliament in the first place, and I guess the double standards about how our past are treated. Yeah. So I wrote a opinion piece about how I once, almost 10 years ago now, worked as a topless waitress for a number of months. And I eventually actually got what's called outed online for that, and images posted without my consent. And I guess rather than people reflecting on how that was an awful thing for the person to do and reflect on that, I was more worried about the impact it could have on my reputation. And I've since realised I have nothing to be ashamed of, and I guess I wanted to claim back the power that was taken away from me.
We'll get to that shortly and talk about the people that you're looking to for examples in politics. But just to go further back, you were working to, almost every other university student at the time. Tell us about what you were studying and what your aspirations were for politics as a young person in that university environment.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was studying a law degree and a communications degree, and I did actually go on to finish those, but I moved my studies online after it happened to me because I felt like I couldn't return to my university campus with everything that was being said about me. And I did have aspirations to go on and practice as a lawyer, and I actually never got admitted because of that. I've actually just started the process to get admitted, which I'm pretty proud of. With, you know, going through this process, and then obviously I've always been very into politics. I'm passionate about politics, but I never saw a career for myself in it beyond, I guess, working as a staffer. And even working as a staffer, I was concerned about, you know, how my reputation could impact the MP that I work for, who is actually wonderfully supportive. So I've since realised that's also not a problem. But I guess I was blaming myself for everything rather than, you know, reflecting on the experience that I had and how it was wrong.
But you were also looking at the way other women in politics were being treated and scrutinised. By I guess their opponents, by the general public, by who? What did you notice during that time that made you waver on your ambitions?
Yeah, so I was studying at the time of around Julia Gillard, and I guess every single day I was seeing stories criticising her about what she was wearing, you know, all these different things that a man will just never receive criticism for if they are in public life. And then I also went on and saw a former prime minister visit a strip club, and that, you know, arguably boosted his popularity.
Yeah, that was a strong point. I mean, you make the point that you were worried about being judged for having a job as a topless barmaid, yet Kevin Rudd gets a bounce in the popularity stakes when he bobbed up overseas.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that really does demonstrate that double standard of how, you know, it's wrong for a woman to do one thing, but when a man does it, it's almost seen as, you know, funny and one of the boys, particularly in politics.
How have you come to resolve that in your mind, those double standards? And I guess also with your timing is perfect to write about this while we're discussing Parliament and the role of that institution and sexism within.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've arrived at this point where I am through the support of a number of wonderful MPs, and, you know, one of them being, I confided in Fiona Patten from the Reason Party, who was a former sex worker and has always owned her story. And she gave me some really great advice about how, you know, if you can control your own narrative and be proud of yourself, then no one can use it against you. And that really helped me arrive where I am. And then there's some really great members of Parliament who have given me wonderful support before now and since yesterday, that have, you know, really given me the confidence that we perhaps can turn around our parliaments and our political systems to be safer spaces for women and also, importantly, places for people from all walks of life.
Were you holding your breath yesterday when you wrote that story and waited for people to read it?
Oh, yeah. I barely slept the night before.
Yeah. And what was the reaction? How did people talk to you about it yesterday?
It was absolutely wonderful. Surprisingly, I didn't receive one bit of negative feedback. And actually, it was really lovely. I heard from a number of people that I went to university with who just wanted to apologise to me for, you know, being bystanders at the time and, you know, not doing more to support me. And it was a really wonderfully liberating and healing experience for me.
What is the, before I ask you about your personal ambitions now beyond further qualifications, how can we all help solve this problem of women balking at entering to public life and going into politics? And yes. You would not, you'd forgive any otherwise talented and ambitious would-be politician, female would-be politician, for saying, I don't want to be part of that. How can we improve it as a community?
Yeah, I think doing things like normalising, telling our stories of things that we might be fearful of being held against us, something that regularly comes up for me, particularly with young women who have, you know, always been online, is our fear of our digital footprint and, you know, consensual sexual experiences being used against us. And I think really driving home that message that, you know, it's actually the leaking or the sharing of our experiences and our past that is the shameful thing, and really holding the people accountable that do that rather than, you know, the women that partook in those things. And I also just think, you know, getting to the point where we talk about this thing where it's not even a big deal to share our stories and experiences like this. And I really hope that by doing that myself, you know, I might have removed the fear for some other women.
Yeah. And would you like to be a member of parliament what does politics look like for you in the future?
Well, I've actually just completed the University of Melbourne's Pathway to Politics program, which, yep, you know, was my first consideration into doing it myself. I'm not too sure what my future holds, but it's certainly not something I'm ruling out. But right now I'm very happy working as, you know, Chief of Staff to Andy. And I guess over the next few years, you know, I'll consider my options. And there's a few elections coming up, so I'll see where it takes me.
Well, we will watch with interest. Georgie, good to speak to you this morning. Well done on sharing your story and taking Fiona Patton's advice. And, best wishes with everything. We appreciate your time this morning.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Georgie Purcell there, and that story is on The Guardian.